Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 14 of Spring Letter Month. The days are going by quickly, aren't they? Have we heard from you yet? Today is also day 5 of our Branson bus trip. This morning, we're going to take a short trip north to Springfield, Missouri. In the morning, we'll ride a tram about 1 mile into the fantastic caverns for a close-up view of cave formations like giant columns stretching from the floor to the ceiling, delicate soda straws glistening with minerals, and tiny cave pearls hidden in crystal-clear water. Nancy and I took this ride this past summer, and it was very fascinating. And in the afternoon, we'll visit Johnny Morris's Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium at the headquarters for Bass Pro Shops in Springfield. Then this evening, Praise Fest starts up again with Triumphant Quartet, The Irwins, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5, along with the 150-plus voices of the Praise Fest Celebration Choir. It's another full day. Thanks for keeping our group in your prayers. Now from the Spring Letter Month mailbag, we heard from Dave, who wrote, "This morning in opening worship at dawn, Randy was wondering out loud how many people are listening at this hour. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that I try to listen every Sunday. It's something I look forward to each week. I love the time for quiet meditation on God and His Word. Thanks for providing this special program on a weekly basis. God bless WRVM and its staff." Well, your letters let us know you're listening and when. And as you list your favorite programs, such as Worship at Dawn, we can get an idea of how many are listening. I can tell you how many are listening online via the internet or our phone app, but the technology to let us know how many are listening by radio just doesn't exist, and that's where your letter during Letter Month helps. We heard from Jane via email. She wrote, "I guess I'll cut right to the chase and comment on the news first. I like SRN better. I see nothing biased about their presentation, and they are more thorough. Some friends introduced us to WRVM about 10 years ago. We have it on all night and listen till 8 a.m. I can't say enough good things about Ken Bishop." Well, I look forward to reading your letter when I return next week. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Our email is wrvm@wrvm.org. And you can visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.